competitions. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage foods. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Dan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. She's talking about the Sabbateans. And if you don't know what the Sabbateans are, they were a sect of Judaism. Well, they really weren't a sect of Judaism. They were Jews who had actually joined basically what I think was a Luciferian movement, followers of a man who declared he was the Messiah in 1666. That's 1666, and of course this is well known in history, totally blacked out in our history books today. So you pick up the story there, Barry.
Well, in short, we'll talk Sabbatean to some other show. Let's just say they use mongrel Jews, is what I call them in this article. People with Jewish backgrounds, but who are now either Protestant or Catholic even, Muslim even. And they've infiltrated the Jewish people, and they want them dead. There's a great book by Rabbi Marvin Antelman, To Eliminate the Opiate. He calls the Holocaust a burnt offering, that in effect Sabbatean theology says that to kill a Jew who doesn't believe in Shabbat Tzvi is actually a mitzvah, a good deed. Now, with that little bit of a background, let's look at the world leaders. This was like the peak of success for the Sabbateans. The world leaders who brought, well, World War II and 60 million dead, and pretty well all of the Jews of Europe killed, included, now, slowly, Winston Churchill. His mother was a Jew, and I've been looking at this all day. Her name was Jenny Jerome. The family name was initially Jacobson. The father was friends with August Belmont, another Sabbatean Jew. Certainly there's no Belmonts today who are Jewish, but they were certainly Jewish when they came to America. They were all tied to the Rothschilds' money machine in Europe. Winston Churchill's mother was a Jew. That means that Winston Churchill, by Jewish law, was a Jew. And this is hardly known, but it gets more serious. Well, it gets just as serious. The business with Hitler is still up in the air, but the History Channel in January 04 did a series called Dictators. And I was shocked to watch this. They did this expose of Hitler. One of the facts that they claimed was that the first military act that Hitler undertook after taking Austria was the razing of the village he was born in to wipe out his Jewish roots. This was on the History Channel, and as soon as I heard that, I actually wrote it down. You decide if that's true or not. FDR now. I traced this today, and I'm going to buy that the original Roosevelts were Jewish Dutch. They arrived in New York in 1682. The first Roosevelt was Claes Rosenvelt. He changed his name to Nicholas Roosevelt. Sarah Delano, FDR's mother, was descended from Sephardic Jews named Lyman. FDR has lots and lots of Jewish stock in his background, no matter what happened afterwards.
Well, I think, Barry, the most significant thing is that But Winston Churchill and FDR were the worst enemies of the Jews, because when the Jews were trying to escape from Germany, and because they suspected that there was going to be terrible persecution coming, and they wanted to come to the United States and they wanted to come to England, why, of course, both Winston Churchill and FDR blocked their ability to come. So why would people of Jewish heritage block Jews trying to escape from the coming persecution in Germany, unless, of course, they were some sort of a different sect out there that hates Jews? So you picked the story up.
Well, that's labor Zionism, the bad Zionism. We'll talk about this, a good Zionism as well. They were founding a state, a Sabbatean state, and for them, wiping out the Jews of Europe was ideal, so long as they got their 70 or 80,000 German Jews, which is what happened. We'll talk about that shortly. But let me go over very quickly the last two of our heroes. Joseph Stalin was originally named Joseph David Jugoshvili, which translated means son of a Jew. Now, I checked this again today on the Internet, and there are so many references. All three of the women he married were Jewish. And he was, of course, going to have a Holocaust of Russian Jews in the early 50s before he was assassinated. And all his wives are Jewish, and all his children are Jewish. And again, go on the Internet. It's a real tug of war. But I believe, in fact, that his wives and children were Jewish. And then Dwight Eisenhower, this everyone agreed with, that in the West Point yearbook of 1915, his father was identified as a Swedish Jew. And that's it. I mean, he was the liberating general of World War II and soon to become president. It's uncanny the amount of Jewish stock just wrecking the Jewish people at that time. Now, I'm going to start with what was going on in America, and it's the same story. The leading Jews influencing FDR were Jacob Schiff and Max Warburg. And let's add Chief Justice Felix Frankfurter as well. They were the Jewish establishment of the 30s and 40s. Now, keep in mind, let's start with the Warburgs. Both of them worked for Kuhn Loeb, and they poured millions into the Russian Revolution. The Warburgs, who were protecting the Jews of Europe, actually funneled money into the Russian Revolution. And there's a book, I don't know if anyone can find it, by Sidney Warburg, who claimed in the late 40s that the Warburgs were also the banker of Hitler. This is all, and again, these are all Rothschild scions sent to America for financial reasons. And at least with the Schiffs, they're not Jewish today. Al Gore's daughter is married to John Jacob Schiff's grandson. And it's a very complicated story, but they're not Jewish today. Now, you're going to help me here. James Warburg in 1950 told the U.S. Senate that there will be a world government
by conquest or consent.
You betcha. And the Warburgs were in charge of saving European Jews, of preventing Americans from even knowing about the Holocaust. Now, as for John Jacob Schiff, there's a terrible connection. John Jacob Schiff worked with E. Herman and Company to acquire the Union Pacific Railroad in 1897. And I will remind you that E. Herman and Company employed Prescott Bush, the grandfather of today's American president, to single-handedly funnel more funds to Hitler's pocket than any other American. That was Prescott Bush. All of these people are wrapped up in very, very serious international intrigue that was going to war in the world. Now, I'm going to add a very important sub-note on Justice Felix Frankfurter. Now, Shabtai Tzvi's follow-up Messiah, the second fake Jewish Messiah, was Jacob Frank. Justice Felix Frankfurter had Ava Frank, the wife's portrait, on his wall. All right? That, by the way, comes from several books, including Rabbi Antelman's book and also a book called 50 Jewish Messiahs by Jerry Rabo. These are the primary forces in America at the time determining what the Jews believed. Now, as for Max Weinberger, he handled FDR. And FDR was very fond of saying, there's nothing we can do about the murder of the Jews. Max tells me that. And as for Felix Frankfurter, he handed the judiciary the same message. There's nothing we can do, let them die. And these were the Jews in charge of saving Europe's Jews. But it gets, in my opinion, much, much worse because they managed to co-opt Rabbi, and I use that word very, very loosely, Stephen Wise. He was head of the reform movement. We won't go into that right now. And he was also head of the American Jewish Committee. Now, in Rabbi Antelman's book, he just says outright that Stephen Wise was a Sabbatean. And he has quite a few pieces of evidence, but one that stands out, in my opinion. He quotes a book from one Helen Rawlinson called Stranger at the Party, where she proudly writes that she had sex on Rabbi Wise's desk. And while this was going on, he kept repeating the Sabbatean prayer for intercourse. I actually spoke to Rabbi Antelman about this, and he showed me the prayer and so forth. To him, this was just solid that Wise was working for the Sabbateans. And again, Felix Frankfurter having a picture of Ava Frank on his wall is pretty good proof that he was Sabbatean.
And for our listeners out there, the first person, of course, was Shatovsky. How do you pronounce that?
Shatovsky.
And that was in 1666, but in the late 1970s or mid-1970s, a man named Jacob...
No. It was the late 18th century.
I'm sorry, you're right. Well, late 18th century, isn't that that's the 1700s, isn't it?
He died in 1791.
Right, that's the late 1700s.
Frank,
and he announced that he was the Jewish Messiah. So that Jacob Schiff would have a picture of Frank's wife.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest this afternoon, going ahead and talking, Barry Samish, talking about the Sabbatean, which is a sect, and it's really not Jewish. These are people who may have been born Jewish, but they've actually gone over what I believe is to the dark side and to an intense hatred of Jewry and the intense hatred of mankind. So you pick the story up there.
Yeah, most were not born Jewish either. Bob Carey's father was Jewish, John Carey, I'm sorry, but he claimed he was an Irish Catholic all his life. Madeleine Albright forgot that her whole family is Jewish. The list goes on. But back to the Holocaust, after the Kristallnacht, Rabbi, and I use the word loosely, Stephen Wise, on American Jewish Congress stationery, ordered the Jews, all his members, not to say a word about it. He eventually testified before the legislation committee, and here's what he said. New York Senator Wagner introduced the legislation to allow 20,000 German children into the United States after Kristallnacht. Stephen Wise testified, if there is any conflict between our duty to those children and our duty to our country comes first, the children must die. What on earth kind of a statement is that? He condemned the Jewish children of Germany to die before the United States Congress. And what can you say? It's in the congressional record. And it gets worse. It doesn't. That's as bad as it gets, actually. But still, in the summer of 1942, when Gerhard Reigner sent a cable to the State Department detailing the Nazi extermination of European Jewry, at the behest of Under Secretary of State Sumner Wells, Wise kept the report secret from the Jews. The Jews didn't even know there was a Holocaust until late 1944. There were rumors, but there were no details. And that was Rabbi Stephen Wise, who made sure the Jews were kept ignorant that their families. I mean, I lost a third of my family. My grandfather helped me sort out who we lost. I found the records. I lost a third of my family. I guess everyone lost a third or more of their family. And Stephen Wise kept as a secret from people who would have organized, who would have tried to put a stop to this. Now, one group, and only one group, actually marched on Washington. There, remember, there were good Zionists, and we'll get to that when we hit the final stage of this report. But in America, the Orthodox Jews marched on Washington, demanding to see the president, to take steps, bomb Auschwitz, bomb the camps, bomb the railroad lines, do whatever has to be done to stop this Holocaust. Well, thanks to, in this case, Max Warburg, but also Stephen Wise, they both persuaded Roosevelt that these were not serious people, and he did meet with the protesters. The big shot Jews, big shot, they're murderers. Max Warburg, Felix Frankfurter, Jacob Schiff, they made sure that FDR did nothing to stop the Holocaust. But there was one good Jew in this mess, and that was Henry Morgenthau. He put together a report authored by his aide, Josiah Dubois, and it was called The Role of Complacency of This Government in the Murder of Jews. And that eventually led to a welfare relief fund that saved 100,000 Jews. That's all, 6 million dead, 100,000 were saved, largely by the efforts of Henry Morgenthau. He was the only one of any power and influence who did try and stop the Holocaust in America. The Jews of America were led by these Sabbateans. And I repeat, today it's the same situation where every leading Jew of every leading organization is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, including Ron Lauder and Mort Verge Zuckerman, Edgar Bronfman, Henry Siegman. They're all members of the CFR. It's no different today than it was in the 30s.
And, of course, unfortunately, there is this group out there that hardly anybody's ever heard of. Sabbateans, you can look it up in the Encyclopedia Americana. I have, and it's listed there, but never mentioned. We can thank Barry for bringing this out. There's so much out there that you'll never hear elsewhere. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon, of course, is Barry Shamish. We're talking really about the Sabbateans, and most people have never heard of them, and the reason you haven't is you're not supposed to. But they're very real, and they're simply, in my way of thinking, a very, very important part of what I refer to as the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, before we go on, Barry, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your website, how they can get your books, and how they can get your DVDs. And I'm looking forward to that latest DVD that you did, where you went into the details of what we're talking about.
Yeah, I have to get it from Atlanta, but I had two people film me, and we've just got to edit it and fix it up. By the end of next week, it should be here. And it will be the same as my book. The title, anyway, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism, and the Holocaust. And you can get that at lulu.com. You go to www.lulu.com. In the right-hand corner, it says search. Write my name. Chamish. That's Chamish. And it'll take you to the book. The website, www.barrychamish.com. And I'll leave a phone number for this DVD. It is 904-315-8079. I better repeat that. 904-315-8079. Shall we get back to the Holocaust?
I think we should get back to the Holocaust because it's so important that for people to get the true picture of what really happened, what happened to Raoul Wallenberg, what happened to the Jews in Hungary, why, of course, Eichmann had to be killed, and you picked the story up, and I think the story of Simon Wiesenthal, the master, of this group of Jews who were out tracking down the Nazi war criminals, and as you point out, he never got anybody except one fellow who really, in many ways, wanted to save the Jews.
He didn't get Eichmann. Wiesenthal had nothing to do with it.
Who did get Eichmann?
That was the Mossad.
Okay.
That was not Wiesenthal. That was the Israeli government getting someone who knew too much. Wiesenthal got bureaucrats. The major Nazis, the Mengeles and the Bormans and so forth, never got him. But the Jews thought they had a man who was hunting down Nazis, and it appeased them. But Israel, in all its history, with an opportunity to try and convict literally tens of thousands of murderers, convicted one and one only, and that was Adolf Eichmann. And we'll go to that, but first we have to start off with 1933 and the transfer agreement. This is a very, very important document in Zionist history, in world history. The labor Zionists had negotiated a deal with the Nazis that the Nazis were supposed to make life unbearable for the Jews and ship them to Palestine. which they did, by the way. The Kristallnacht was all part of that, 33. But there was a World Zionist Conference in Prague that year. And the good Zionists, led by Zev Jabotinsky, got the word about this transfer agreement and fought it tooth and nail. They were trying to prevent the Holocaust. What happened to get Jabotinsky out of the picture is that the chief negotiator of the Jewish agency with the Nazis, Chaim Arlozorov, was murdered on a Tel Aviv beach. It was another Rabin setup. And three of Jabotinsky's followers were arrested and held and, of course, later released because they didn't do it. But nonetheless, at this conference in Prague, everyone on the dais was had a piece of paper passed to them, and they all looked in gloom and shock and left the dais, and they spread the word that it was a telegram proving that Jabotinsky had ordered the murder of Arlozorov, and so they threw them out of the Zionist movement. They threw the anti-Nazi Zionists, the revisionists, out of the movement. That's why the Jewish resistance was so pathetic, because the labor Zionists, whose home was the Jewish agency in Jerusalem, signed the transfer agreement, agreed to let Germany ship them young, able Jews, in return for which they would force these young, able Jews to buy only German products, thus propping up the Nazi regime. They would stop all embargoes and boycotts against the Nazis. So while Jews worldwide were fighting the Nazis in what would become Israel, they were working with the Nazis. And like I've said before, in 1932 there were over 250 German Jewish organizations. In 1932 there were 250. In 1934 there was one and one only, labor Zionism. You German Jews were not Zionists, not even close. But by 1934 they had no choice. That's all that was left. Now I'm going to quote from Perfidy, Ben Heck's book. Oh boy, we have to just, Ben Heck wrote a book about a journalist named Malkiel Greenwald. In 1952, the government of Israel sued him for libel for claiming that one of their officials, Rudolf Kastner, worked with Adolf Eichmann to slaughter the Jews of Hungary. There were 800,000 of them. That's the background. That's the book, Perfidy. What Ben Heck writes is that Eichmann himself set up the Labor Party indoctrination camps for Austrian Jews. He actually built them. Eichmann in 1937 flew to Palestine where he met the officials of the Jewish agency. That would be Chaim Weizmann and David Ben-Gurion, I would imagine. But we now switch to 1944, and Eichmann is in Budapest, and in comes Rudolf Kastner, supposedly going to save the 800,000 Jews, but he only wants 3,500 of them. Eichmann dressed Kastner in an SS uniform. This is from Ben Hecht, Perfidy, and took him to Belsen, a concentration camp, to save a few friends. Kastner was wearing an SS uniform, a representative of the Jewish agency of Palestine, dressed like a Gestapo officer to save a few friends in a camp. The rest of the Jews, he deluded into dying through what was called the Jewish Council. He told them that they would be shipped to better conditions in work camps, and made no mention that they were going to be slaughtered. This is what Israel has done with the Yesha Council to get rid of the Gaza Strip. The exact same strategy. Now, it turns out that Eichmann made a deal. He offered Kastner all the Jews, all 800,000 of them. And he wanted in return a whole pile of trucks, thousands of them, but non-military trucks. He wanted, I think, to get his loot out of Hungary, but he wanted these trucks, and the Jews could have organized easily the payment of 10,000 trucks. Easily. Well, the story is so sad. Rabbi Yul Brand was the emissary to the Jewish agency for Eichmann to get these trucks to him. Brand traveled to Aleppo in Syria to meet Moshe Sharet. He was Israel's second prime minister. Sharet had the British arrest him until the end of the war. He wrote a book about this. Chaim Weizmann, he was head of the Jewish agency. He had to have given Sharet the order. In 1936, Weizmann told the Zionist Congress, if I'm not mistaken, in Basel, Switzerland, that there is going to be a Holocaust. He used the word Holocaust, and he said that we'll save the young. He said the old will become the dust of history. The young will be good for Eretz Israel. He actually knew in 1936 they were going to wipe out the Jews of Europe. I want you to think about that concept, because he was Israel's first president. And we can talk briefly about Weizmann if you'd like.
Okay, well, go right ahead, because I think he's a very important part of this whole story. Somebody who was posing as being very violently anti-Nazi, and yet, of course, it was all showbiz.
It was certainly all show business. Weizmann was named head of the Jewish agency a few years after Herzl, in my opinion, was murdered. He was the father of modern Zionism. How much time do we have?
Well, we've got about 7 minutes right now.
Okay, that should be more than enough time. Now, the story of Weizmann and how he convinced the British to grant, not just to grant, he had to convince the British to throw the Turks out of Palestine. This is a long story, but it begins in 1898. When Count Wilhelm meets the father of modern Zionism, Theodor Herzl, in Jerusalem, if you can believe this, believe me, in 1898, Jerusalem was not a place you went for a vacation. Okay, there were no hotels then. The roads were filled with bandits, and yet the leader of the most important state in Europe went to Jerusalem. And met, following him, was Theodor Herzl. The only reason Herzl would have followed Count Wilhelm was he expected Wilhelm to give him a state in Eretz Israel. And all we know is that Wilhelm said no to him. He had just created an alliance with Turkey. Herzl returned to England, and he changed his view about Zionism. He said, we cannot fight a German-Turkish alliance. Millions of people would have to be killed to defeat an alliance like that. And he said, we don't want an Israel. In ancient Israel, we'll take a British colony in East Africa, suggesting Uganda. Herzl, shortly afterwards, at age 44, entered a sanatorium in Paris, where I assume he was murdered. Go look for this. Just write Herzl Paris Sanatorium, and you'll find out that we don't know why he went in, but we were all told that he worked so hard that at age 44 his heart stopped. Yeah, sure. Even in 1905, 44-year-old men's hearts didn't just stop. I assume that the Sabbateans, that was their first murder. Shortly afterwards, Chaim Weizmann became head of Zionism, replacing Herzl. During the First World War, we are told that it was Weizmann who saved the British by inventing a formula, a chemical formula. He was a chemist, for taking peeling paint and turning it into acetone to make bombs. The British were short of bombs. We are told that Weizmann saved the British. I looked this up. There were no bombs made out of Weizmann magic acetone formula in that war. But the British were so grateful to Weizmann, they signed something called the Balfour Agreement, which is a letter from Lord Balfour to Lord Nathan Rothschild, looking with favor upon the foundation of a Jewish homeland in their ancient state. All of the finaglings of Weizmann are a myth. He was working hand in hand with the highest levels of British Freemasonry to get the Jews their land back, but not for a Jewish state, for a state reflecting their values, which were anti-religious, and, well, to this day they're still known as secular. And it was Chaim Weizmann, during the time of the Holocaust, who sent Kastner to Hungary, not to save the Jews, but to make sure they died. And there was one person who knew the truth, and that was a Swede named Raoul Wallenberg. Wallenberg tried to upend the Eichmann-Kastner deal and save the Jews. Wallenberg, all of them died, by the way, all three of them died. Wallenberg, we are told, was taken away by the Russians when they captured Budapest. Nonsense. What do the Russians need with Wallenberg? He was murdered by the Jewish agency because he knew the truth, that the Jewish agency deliberately let those Jews go. They had the Jews they wanted from Germany. That was the seed stock of the new Judaism they were going to create based on Sabbateanism. They didn't want a whole bunch of religious Jews mucking up their operation. This is the ugly truth. Eichmann knew a little too much. He was kidnapped in 1962. Dr. Israel put into a soundproof booth, put on trial, where we are told that he was murdered. He was executed. And finally, Rudolf Kastner. This is a personal story. It's in my book called Save Israel. I got a phone call from someone named Yaakov Cohen. He said, I know how Kastner was murdered. I was an eyewitness. We went to his house, me and my buddy Yaakov Berker. Cohen was a lab technician at Hadassah Hospital, Tel Aviv then. Kastner was shot, but he survived. And all the bigwigs of Israel came to wish him well, but at night, this is what Cohen saw. A man went into his room and covered Kastner's face with a pillow so he couldn't scream out, then put his knees straight down on his abdomen and split all the stitches from his operations, and he bled to death. Mr. Cohen told me he looked like a tomato. This I got firsthand, personally, and it's in my book, Save Israel. Everyone who knew too much about the selling of the Hungarian Jews was killed.
800,000 Hungarian Jews perished. Well, we're out of time, Barry. God bless you. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks very much. Our guest has been Barry Shamish, always a challenge, and certainly fascinating information about the Holocaust, information you've never heard before. So we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up this hour's program right here at Genesis. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Well, we do hope that many of you out there will want to get the truth. You're not going to get through the regular channels, and certainly we have it here at Radio Liberty. I'd like to remind you, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and you know, if you'd like to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can get some of the things we talk about. Certainly, if you wonder what's really going on in the world today, why you really should get our material on the Forbidden Secret or on Secret Knowledge. There are two talks, and of course, there's a syllabus that goes with the first one. That's the Forbidden Secret, where we explain to you what President Bush meant when, during his first inaugural address, he used the term twice, the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. What was he talking about? Do you remember anybody commenting on it? Of course not, because you've got the conspiracy of silence. And yet, this is esoteric writing. And once you learn esoteric writing and how it works, and the true meaning of it, why, it will change your life forever. So my talk on the Forbidden Secret and the Secret Knowledge are vitally important. And then my talk, certainly, on the planned police state and certainly the syllabus that goes with that. We have some great new 4-tape sets. We've got a great 4-tape or 4-CD set on Alzheimer's disease and what you can do ready to ward it off and even to help people who have this terrible affliction, which is totally unnecessary. It's a direct byproduct of an organized effort to poison the American people. And then, of course, we can carry the new 4-D or 4-tape set called Prozac, and it goes into the background of how they want to give Prozac to pregnant women before they get depressed, knowing full well, of course, it creates homicidal and suicidal tendencies. Why would anybody want to do that? Well, of course, you look at the studies on Prozac. The original study shows it really didn't do much of any good, but it sure can do an awful lot of harm. And when they compared the placebo to the Prozac, I think you had about a 1% difference, and yet this is a multi-billion dollar industry out there, and now they want to mandate that it be given to women. What sort of madness is this, being given to pregnant women during their pregnancy? You'll certainly want to get our 4-tape set on Prozac. And, of course, it goes into the background of something known as the Mother's Bill, one of the most dangerous things that's ever, of course, gone before the Senate or before the House of Representatives. Well, let me just mention some of the other items we're carrying. One of them is, of course, the excellent book by Don Scott on the origins of the AIDS epidemic, and there's so much out there to confuse you, but Don Scott's book, AIDS, The Crime Beyond Belief, you'll find fascinating reading. And then if you wonder how they're poisoning us with genetic foods, you really need to get the book Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith. It's a great book. It's got so much information in it. And that's Genetic Roulette by Jeffrey Smith. We also have a 4-tape set on genetic engineering and another one on RBGH. RBGH is recombinant bovine growth hormone. And you need to get that. And so you get these 4-tape, 4-CD sets. Copy them if you want to, but help us to reach people and let them know that they're being poisoned. We have a great new book on the Lyme autism connection by Brian Rosner. We have his other book, The Top 10 Lyme Disease Treatments That Are Available. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are a million people in this country with Lyme disease, probably another with chronic fatigue, another million, a couple of million with fibromyalgia, and all of the evidence suggests that these are specifically genetically engineered diseases. And if you doubt this sort of thing happens, you need to get a book we carry written by Dr. Garth Nicholson, certainly one of the most prominent and most reliable physicians in the country today. His book, Project Daylily. You need to get this information. It's available from Radio Liberty. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.